From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said negotiations underway between the United States and Iran would guarantee that Tehran would get nuclear weapons, a threat not only to the Middle East but to the world. In an appearance before the U.S. Congress Tuesday, Netanyahu stressed to lawmakers the grave danger that a nuclear Iran poses to his country. He said, "If the deal now being negotiated is accepted by Iran, that deal will not prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons. It will all but guarantee that Iran will get those nuclear weapons, lots of them." Netanyahu did not offer any viable alternative, President Obama said, speaking from the Oval Office. "We don't yet have a deal, but if we are successful, this will be the best deal possible with Iran to prevent Iran from having a nuclear weapon." U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif are meeting for a second day in Switzerland to discuss the status of Tehran's nuclear program. Kerry and Zarif met for 2 hours Tuesday morning in the resort city of Montreux. After midday break, they launched an afternoon session. During their break, a reporter asked Zarif how the talks were proceeding. He responded, "We're trying, we're trying." Iran and the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council and Germany, the so-called P5 plus one, are working against the self-imposed March 31st deadline aimed at finding a framework agreement. Negotiators have until July 1st to reach a final agreement. The P5 plus one is seeking a deal that limits Iran's uranium enrichment capabilities and its resources for developing nuclear weapons. This is VOA News. Mourners have paid respects to Russian opposition leader Boris Nemtsov, the fierce critic of President Vladimir Putin, who was gunned down late last week just steps away from the Kremlin. Nemtsov was laid to rest Tuesday in a Moscow cemetery. Earlier in the day, thousands of people filed past Nemtsov's coffin at the Andrei Sakharov Human Rights Center in the Russian capital, where his body lay in state. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Tuesday in Berlin that she would push Russia to guarantee freedom of speech after such a serious and sad murder. An Iraqi coalition is battling its way toward Tikrit for a third day, facing Islamic State snipers and roadside bombs as it flanks the extremist group's strategic stronghold north of Baghdad. With an estimated 30,000 fighters pressing toward the rebel-held city, the offensive is Iraq's largest to date in an effort to regain control of territory lost to the militants last year. Shiite and Kurdish militia members have joined Iraqi troops in the province of Saladin in a highly publicized campaign to storm the provincial capital, which was overrun by IS militants in June. Chadian forces in the northeastern Nigerian town of Dikwase, they have recaptured the town of Boko Haram militants. The military reported that 34 soldiers were injured in the effort to liberate the town, which had been under the control of Boko Haram for weeks. Soldiers were going street to street looking for remaining militants. The Associated Press reports hundreds of civilians in Dikwa, in Borno State, were killed while the militants had control of the town. Also on Tuesday, the United Nations Refugee Agency reported some 16,000 refugees have sought shelter in Cameroon to escape the clashes in northeastern Nigeria. Former director of the Central Intelligence Agency and retired four-star Army General David Petraeus has agreed to plead guilty to a charge of mishandling classified information. The documents were filed in a federal court in the state of North Carolina. Petraeus faced allegations he provided classified material to his mistress when he was director of the CIA. Petraeus is the best-known general of his generation and was once discussed as a possible candidate for president or vice president. He led U.S. efforts in Iraq and Afghanistan and developed a counterinsurgency strategy that, at one time, appeared to be a model for future warfare. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.